Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Guys, we have to chat about yesterday's weather.
Yeah.
It was scary, very familiar. For some reason, it felt like this has happened before. Not right.
No.
Not
so, you know, of all the things we can control, this is one thing that we can't.
Yeah. Hey.
And the other day, I heard somebody say, oh, you know, we've had all these weather warnings, level 2, yellow, this, that. Nothing's happened. As is inevitably the case, the day will come. So we had a couple of beautiful days here in KZN, super hot out of nowhere. So it is natural that the rains will follow. But rain is one thing. The amount of rain and the speed at which it is falling in this province is something that is very literally triggering content for so many people who live here. So KZN now is once again facing the harsh reality of severe weather, because our weather is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs here. Disaster management teams have confirmed that search and rescue operations are still underway in the Mswatini local municipality after last night's devastating floods. So depending on where exactly you stay, it might have hit you at different times, depending on how high up you happen to be. But this is what was happening quite literally on the ground. Earlier today, teams recovered the body of a middle-aged woman who was swept away in New Hanover. And two others remain missing still. At the time of the show going to air, that was the latest information that we had.
Yeah, just thoughts and prayers to all the families that are directly affected. The Shea Bazali area was the one that was most hit. Homes were destroyed, roads washed away, entire communities cut off. Videos circulating online show torrents of water crashing through properties, leaving family displaced and uncertain about what's going to happen next. It was noted during the G20 stage, Suguti, they're going to focus more on disaster resilience as a country, because we've noted that we experience this type of weather, inclement weather, so often that we need to be ready when it happens. And it's not just about just someone doing something. It's about saving people's lives at the end of the day. The MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Reverend Tulasizwe Buthelezi, has assured residents that, you know, support will continue and emergency accommodation will be provided for the people affected. But for many, this is a time of deep loss. And, bro, this is hard. This is a hardship at its core.
Yeah, so just that last note, it's very easy to throw your hands up in the air and, you know, be like, where are the policymakers and why is nothing done and why must we lose people because of these things? This is the one thing that this province does very well, is that when we are affected by something as unpredictable and out of control as the weather, there are plans that are being made to ensure that we have better drainage systems and all that kind of stuff. But also the way that the community comes together to rally around those who have been affected is remarkable, and you show up every single time. So to everybody who was affected by this, friends and your family, please know you are not on your own. Our hearts obviously go out to all the families who are mourning loved ones, and also those who have lost their homes. Everything that they have worked for gone in an instant. And a big thank you to the rescue teams and the volunteers who are working tirelessly on the ground. We want to say thank you so much for what you do, for your courage, for your commitment. And we salute you and we support you. It's never good when stuff like this happens. Nothing good comes of it.
Yeah.
And we just need to take a moment to be grateful that we are safe today.
And right now, I'll be going to be chatting to KZN and Cocktail spokesperson Usenzo Mzila to give us the latest update on this matter. Welcome to the show, Senza. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having us. And yeah, it's great to be on the show.
Thank you, man. Can you give us an update? What's the state of the current floods in KZN, in South Africa?
Yes. Well, so currently right now, we've got our teams that are on the ground here in New Hanover. They are continuing with the search for the two bodies, or the two people that are missing. It's one male and one female. You've indicated as well earlier on that we have completely, or we've done a recovery successfully of one body, female, within the middle ages. The anything for Cocktail, Reverend Lazy, has expressed his condolences to all the families that have been affected. And with the conditions currently in the province, we are expecting more heavy rain, specifically here in Mkomuzovu and across the province as a whole. And with the ground already saturated, we are concerned about the risk of localized flooding.
So, Senzo, before we let you go, at this time, if someone is listening and they happen to be in one of these low-lying areas where, as you've mentioned, now the grounds are waterlogged, more rain is to be expected, do you have any advice for those on the ground? Like, where can they go to get to safety? I would imagine higher ground would be the logical answer. But is there any place in particular that you can suggest that people go to?
Well, what we have here, where we are right now in New Hanover, the houses that were destroyed by the flooding, one of the rivers, Injitsuti River, burst its banks, and there were literally houses, informal houses, that were built like directly next to the house. And all the people that have been affected, the victims, are people who were residing specifically within that area. So we've got a serious challenge where people are building and they are putting their own lives in danger. We do know that people are searching for opportunities, economic, and at times they will find places that are not ideally suited. But because it's closer to work opportunities, they build there. But this is very dangerous, and it does put lives at risk. And coming to your question, we would strongly appeal to anyone in such positions that it's better to find high ground. Also, we have engaged with community structures, ward councillors, municipalities, or community halls to be made available as temporary shelters, where there is a perceived risk of flooding within those communities. So we are encouraging them to communicate with their local ward councillor so that this action can be taken.
Thank you so much. Yes, yeah. KZN COCTA spokesperson Usenzo Mzila for giving us an update with regards to the floods that hit some parts of KZN yesterday.
Get hooked on good vibes. Stacey and Chase Boo. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.